Left gushes over Adam Schiff's masterful performance in Ethical. Admirable orations in impeachment trial. By Hannah Blow on January 24, 2020. Several left-wing figures gushed over the way lead House impeachment manager Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, presented the Democrats' case against President Trump, describing his performance as masterful, magnificent, exceptional, and inspiring. Most of Schiff's arguments have existed as a rehash of the arguments made throughout the House impeachment inquiry. However, the House Intelligence Committee chairman closed the second day of opening arguments on Thursday night by appealing to the Constitution and attacking the president's character. "Nobody is really making the argument, Donald Trump would never do such a thing," Schiff argued Thursday night. "Because of course we know that he would, and of course we know that he did." As Breitbart News reported, character attacks would ordinarily have been barred by the rules of evidence, if the Senate were in fact a court of law. The federal rules of evidence stipulate: Rule 404, evidence of a person's character or character trait is not admissible to prove that on a particular occasion the person acted in accordance with the character or trait. The only exception is when a defendant brings in his or her own character. For instance, saying that he or she could not possibly have committed the crime in question because of good character. Then the prosecution can counter. However, Chief Justice John Roberts has not enforced any of the ordinary rules of court procedure that exist to protect the rights of the accused and the impartiality of the justice system. He has little role other than to keep time. He also attempted to appeal to the Constitution and Founding Fathers, stating that no constitution can protect us if right doesn't matter anymore. "And you know you can't trust this president to do what's right for this country. You can trust he will do what's right for Donald Trump," he argued. "He'll do it now. He's done it before. He'll do it for the next several months. He'll do it in the election, if he's allowed to," he added. "Right matters. And the truth matters," Schiff stated. "Otherwise we are lost." Several prominent figures on the left gushed over the lead impeachment manager's performance. "I don't want to go to bed tonight without saying that Adam Schiff is one of the great attorneys of his generation. And his arguments this week were some of the most stirring, inspiring, ethical, admirable orations America has seen in over a quarter century," Newsweek columnist Seth Abramson raved. "We can hold out hope that Schiff's magnificent words will resonate with Americans, if not with a majority of the Senate," The Washington Post's Jennifer Rubin said. "Perhaps Schiff's call to our better angels will provide the emotional lift and inspiration to banish Trump," she wished. "Our country is lucky to have Adam Schiff at a time when leadership from so many other places is so lacking," former Obama National Security aide Ben Rhodes wrote. Senator Dick Durbin, DEL, called Schiff's argument powerful and added that House managers have presented a compelling case, based on facts and substance. Meanwhile, Schiff's performance apparently brought actress Deborah Messing to tears. "This is brilliantly argued and so compelling," singer John Legend wrote of Schiff's closing statement. "Everyone says the outcome is predetermined. But make sure your senators hear from you if you're moved by this. Thank you, Congressman Schiff, for standing up for what's right," he added. More. As Breitbart News reported, Schiff has largely tried to make the Democrats' case against the president about the Russia collusion hoax, referencing Russia, Russian, or Russians dozens of times throughout his opening arguments. Trump took a shot at his radical opponents on Friday, including Ock, Omar, Crying Chuck, Nervous Nancy and Shifty Schiff, contending that they are angry and deranged over the fact that Republicans are up to 191 federal judges and two great new Supreme Court justices. The Senate will reconvene for the impeachment trial at 1 p.m. ET.